All right, let's go talk to Elaine. Hey, Elaine, it's Tim Carter. It's a pleasure to have you on the Ask the Builder Show. How are you today?
All right.
That's great.
It's early, but I got out of bed just like you said.
Oh, I'm going to make it worth your while.
I emailed you earlier in the week about a ceiling in a cathedral ceiling that needs to be lowered, drywall.
Oh, yes, I remember that email.
Yeah.
It's not much to it. The biggest thing you got to do is wherever you're going to lower it all the way across the room, correct? And like from wall to wall.
Well,
or do you only want to make it halfway?
Yeah, like I've got the kitchen area over part, and then the rest of it's just this. It's like a barn over top. It's like family room eating.
So what you want to do is over part of the room. That's why I wanted to talk to you about it. Part of the room you want it to go level, you know, the ceiling to be level. But
uh-huh.
But if you don't want it to go all the way, then you're going to have a vertical wall go back up to where it's sloped. Is that how? Are we on the same page here?
Exactly.
Okay,
yes.
So here, that's great. Okay, it's really simple. What you're going to be doing is, you know, just creating the other two legs of the triangle.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So here's what happens. You're going to have to kind of cut some drywall out of the way on the existing ceiling, so that you can make connections, so that you can either nail or bolt this framing lumber, and it's probably going to end up being 2x6s for the flat part,
mm-hmm.
and the vertical part can be 2x4s. And what you got to do is, the only hard part when you do this is you have to establish with a string
mm-hmm.
that point where you want the ceiling to stop, so that it's all in the same line. You see what I mean? In other words, you have to string a line across this area where you want that flat ceiling to stop, so that you know how long to cut all of those horizontal 2x6s that are going to come across.
Okay, so the long that would be at about 13 feet, 2x6s.
That's right. And here's what happens. See, and I would put in the first one and the last one. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You know, of the first of the horizontal members, and then I would try to secure what I would call like a band board, like the long 2x6, mm-hmm. you know, that goes on the end of those, like you see on a deck or something like that.
Right.
You know, okay. And here's why. And then you would string that to make sure that piece of lumber is straight. And now what happens is each of the successive 2x6s that extend from that board back to where the slope ceiling starts on the wall,
mm-hmm.
now you've got your measurement as to how long those should be. And they should all be pretty close. If those are trusses, and as long as you've got that string in the right position, you know, those things should be within an eighth or a quarter of an inch. You know, if all of a sudden you're taking these measurements and they're varying widely, like an inch or so,
mm-hmm.
that's telling me that those first two boards aren't right.
Gotcha.
See what I mean?
Yeah.
And then you've got to kind of temporarily support all those so that the thing doesn't collapse as you're building it. You know, like with a temporary wall or something, let's say.
Uh-huh.
All right. And then all you got to do is you've got to then extend those 2x4s up to the ceiling, and they get attached to the sides of the trusses. You know,
I see
what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And once again, you can bolt them or securely screw them or nail them, and you're going to be in like Flint. You know, I mean, believe me, it's not as hard as you think it is to do.
And the 2x4s, the drywall supports the 2x6s and the 2x4s, and you join with every stud, I mean, you know, every truss?
Yes, yes, length. Yes. You're gonna basically have this extra framing is going to be parallel with the side of each truss above you.
Okay.
So if those trusses are 24 inches on center, you're going to have 24-inch on center framing, you know, this whole new system you've got. You know, you're going to have the 2x6s that are 24 on center and the studs that are 24 on center as well.
Gotcha. Now, one more thing.
Go right ahead.
How about that grid ceiling, the drop-in grid ceiling? Would that be anything to consider?
It would, but once again, then what you're going to be forced to do, and it's not the end of the world, you still then have to deal with that vertical wall since you only want to come part way across.
Right.
Yeah, in other words...
And that's, you know, that's not a problem to you know, to stud in the vertical where it stops, but that's kind of an easy thing to do, isn't it, if you just...
Well, I mean, it is and it isn't. I mean, you just got to figure out how you're going to make that connection at the top, and then you've got to make sure that that wall isn't wobbling all over the place. You know, in other words, you'll probably have to throw back, you know, above the suspended ceiling, some flat framing material that does tie into the suspended ceiling to keep that wall rigid so it doesn't, like, wave like a piece of spaghetti.
Yeah.
I mean, the suspended ceiling will kind of help hold it once the cross, the main tees are riveted into what we call the wall angle. But
mm-hmm.
I wouldn't want to just rely on those little pop rivets, I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
No way. I mean, so you're going to have to somehow brace that wall, that vertical wall.
So you may as well do it the better way.
Well, it depends on the look that you're looking for. I mean, if you want suspended ceiling underneath on the flat area, then that's what you go for. But me, I'd probably want it to look like the rest of the room, which would probably be drywall.
Yeah. Well, as for acoustical purposes, and to quieten it,
The suspended ceiling will help a little bit, but most of the time, if you want to deaden the sound in a big room like that, you've got to work with some fabrics and some things on the wall.
Yeah.
I mean, and on the floor. You'd be shocked. You already know that. If you go into a house that's empty, sound bounces all off the walls. But as soon as you start to put couches and chairs and other things up in the wall, all of a sudden you notice that it doesn't echo anymore.
It's true.
Yeah, so that's
well,
it.
Well, thank you much for your time.
Well, I hope it was worthwhile getting out of bed.
Yes, it was.
All right. Okay, Elaine, thanks.
Okay, bye.
All right, bye-bye.